Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Time, a very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Excellent, thank you. So here's the question. Firstly, we know it's significant because this type of thing always is. But why? What was happening 2,000 years ago? What does it mean?
The fragments of scrolls that we found, they came from a cave which rebels from Bar Kokhba Rebellion almost 2,000 years ago, 70 years after the second Jewish temple was ruined, fled at the end of the rebellion. They fled into these caves. And they took with them the most precious thing that they had. And among these things, they took their biblical, their Bibles, their holy Tanakh, their holy scripts. And they took it to the cave, believing that they will hide in the caves after the Romans will leave Judea, will leave Israel. They could come back to their village with the holy scripts, with the Tanakh. So it tells us a lot about the beliefs and about the people who lived in that cave.
It's really incredible. Does this happen at a similar time historically as the Aleppo Codexes?
As the what, sorry?
The Aleppo Codex.
It happened in the year 132.
Right.
It's during a big rebellion that happened in Judea.
Right.
Now, the most interesting thing about this is this scroll is that it's unlike most of the scrolls found in the Judean desert, and we have a lot of scrolls, hundreds of scrolls. This one is written in Greek, and it was a Jewish scroll.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Meaning the Jews in Judea, or that group of Jews in Judea in that time, they understood mainly Greek and not Hebrew. And again, it's very interesting to learn this thing about the people who lived here back then, that it was important enough for them, nationality important enough for them to fight the Romans, even though they didn't understand probably, they didn't read and understand Hebrew properly, and they preferred Greek.
That is really interesting, because that really does give an insight into what was going on. Our perception is, of course, everybody understood Hebrew, and that was the language of the time. But it's so fascinating to see this. And I imagine that this is the type of thing that we start to glean from it. How do we know, how do you determine the age of the scrolls?
Well, there are a few methods. You can do it archaeology tools. And actually, in that cave, we have only two periods. We have the Bar Kokhba rebellion period, and we have the time that before 6,000 years ago, meaning about 4,000 years before Bar Kokhba rebellion. So probably they didn't have scrolls back then, 6,000 years ago. So it came from Bar Kokhba rebellion, and ensure that this is the right date. So it is possible to carbon date the scrolls. In our specific scrolls, we didn't carbon date it because we are 100% sure that this is the time of the scrolls, Bar Kokhba Rebellion.
Right. And I know it's only fragments, but how large, small are these fragments that you found?
Well, some of the fragments are very, very small, like 1 square centimeters.
Wow,
but one of the fragments was very, very big. It contained if I remember correctly, about 4 or 5 lines, which considered quite big. Most of the fragments were 2, 3, 4 square centimeters with 2 or 3 lines containing few letters from each side. But combining these fragments together, you can actually read the phrases from the Bible.
Incredible. Was this an excavation site, or was this a fortuitous find? As it was, I guess, with the Dead Sea Scrolls.
No, it was an excavation. In the last 3.5 years, the IAEA, initiated a project, a huge project that is, its goal was to reach the finds in the Judean desert before the looters, before, the raiders. And for 3.5 years, we've been surveying caves all along the cliffs of the Judean desert. Actually, we surveyed over 550 different caves. And one of them is that cave where we found these fragments. It's only one of them. This is one of about a dozen caves that we excavated in. And in this excavation, we found these fragments and some coins from Bakoha Rebellion and even a small skeleton aged to 6,000 years ago.
Incredible. Was this the same? There was also reports of a basket, a very old basket having been found. Is this in the same region?
It's also in the Judean desert, but in a different cave that we excavated. It's called Murbat Cave. It's in a different area, but still in the Judean desert. And yes, it was quite exciting find. It was amazing to see it. I can tell you that when we found it, I shook for about 2 days.
Amazing.
Just trying to understand, to comprehend the magnificent find that we just discovered.
So I'd love to go there. I'd love to discuss that, or you to explain that. What does it mean to you? You know, you're an archaeologist. This is what you focus on. It's what does it feel like when you make this type of discovery?
Well, it's amazing. I have to tell you a story. The first time, 3 years ago, the first time we actually entered a cave that no one entered it. For 2,000 years. We entered the cave and we found inside a spearhead, two coins, and a water jar left there by Bar Kokhba rebellions that sat there, I don't know, for 2 weeks. And we were the first people who entered that cave since they left the cave. And it was an amazing feeling for me because I had the privilege to tell the story of these people. Of these simple people, my ancestors, actually, the story of my people, of my ancestors, I can actually tell their story of the simple people. It's very exciting. Every find like this, every discovery like this, to hold the fragments of the scroll that, again, my ancestors took to this cave because was the most important and most precious thing for them. It's an amazing feeling. But not only the Jewish heritage, but human heritage, finding a basket, intact basket, that could contain 90 to 100 liters, which is 10,500 years old. It was like, wow. And we have the chance to tell the world the heritage of the people who lived in this area, in this region, 10,000 years ago. It's an amazing feeling to have the privilege to tell this story.
I'm sure it is absolutely incredible, really, really inspiring speaking to you. Thank you for taking the time to chat to us. That is Chaim Cohn, archaeologist in Israel, talking about the discovery of a 2,000-year-old biblical scroll.